Welcome to Pure Intuitive Talk with me, Trish Smith. I'm a multidimensional channeler sharing my gift to assist others to connect and work with their whole being, helping bring them into a beautiful way of high-frequency living. Immerse yourself in an hour of nourishment that feeds your spiritual journey and invites you to embrace your empowered soul. You'll feel armed with new understandings for how to shift from pain to love as we explore topics from shamanic sound healing to gut health. Are you ready to take accountability for the impact that we have on the world around us and learn new tools and techniques to feel whole again? Of course you are, and you're in the right place. Pure Intuitive Talk starts now. Hi, welcome everybody. You're listening to Pure Intuitive Talk. I'm your host, Trish Smith, on Transformation Talk Radio. And today we have a special guest that you all know very well, Dr. Pat. Hi, Dr. Pat. Thank you for being here.
I'm really, you know, I've been excited about being here. I mean, it's always fun for me to be on the other side. I always love that. I never know what the experience is going to be like, but I'm excited to hear what you're going to ask me.
Well, honestly, some of it was coming to me the other day while we were having a conversation, and it's really a big deal. It really is a big deal. The fact of the matter that you are a pioneer in this field of hosting talk radio. You own your own positive talk network, and that started 20 years ago, am I right? Yeah. You're celebrating 20 years. So I don't know. I wanted you to kind of dive into that a little bit about, sure. I mean, really, because you've forged the way for so many people.
Thank you so much for that. It is the show, the Dr. Pat Show, which didn't start out the Dr. Pat Show, is in its 20th year. It started out a show that was called Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life. And so why would you name something like that? Well, it's funny. By the time I got fully launched and doing the show, I had everybody talking about crust busting. Deepak Chopra, Jack Canfield, Olivia Newton-John, Gloria Steinem, Shirley MacLaine. You know, because for me, it depicted where I was in my life. Mm. And, you know, you think when you look at somebody's life, like you, everything you've accomplished, you see the credentials, but you don't know the backstory. And, you know, for me, I was so grateful that I was able to get the education I got. I never thought I would. I don't come from an academic family background. I mean, we lived in poverty most of the time. It took me 13 years to get an undergraduate degree because I was working full time. But when I finished, and it was a long journey, you know, I'm a graduate of Claremont University. I graduated, my dissertation won honors and awards, and my postdoctoral. But when I was done, and I had done everything they asked me to do, which means you graduate, but then you keep doing things. It's like, well, wait a minute, I thought I was done. It's like that old adage, are we there yet? Are we there yet? But I realized the beauty of that postdoctoral work. And I did get to work with a number of organizations that I'm so glad they let me through their doors. One of them, by the way, is a major airline manufacturer.
Wow.
But when I was done, I was depressed. And people around me looked at me like, what? But they never asked me, how did you get to be at this state? And if you understood what I studied for 10 years, you would learn a lot about me. So when you study the consequences of broken promises, and you've interviewed hundreds of people, and you have 1,200 pages of interview notes, you understand the importance of promises in the world and how not keeping promises or your word or commitments and part of the obligations, how important that is. When you see the results of this, you see how much pain that causes. And mm-hmm. It's a very tricky area because yeah. It's not just about, oh, I promised to be on your show today, Trish. Oh, okay, here she is. But then she doesn't show up. But if we have this implicit, not so clear Well, you know, I'm on your show every week, but I don't show up this week. Well, you didn't really invite me this week. It's tricky. So I was done. I packed it all up. And then I was depressed because it was the first time in a 10-year period, well, let's say 8-year period, that I wasn't studying this. And it hit me. It's like women talk about after they have their child, right? They go through 9 months and they're carrying this child. And then they have their child and it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
But see, that's where I was. And I was on the couch one day and very simply, I just looked in the mirror and I was talking to a friend. And I said, I got to tell you, you know, like, you want to know what's wrong with me? I am crusted over. I just got to bust through this. Hence, crust busting was born. And it inspired me to talk about something that had nothing to do with broken promises. And I really took it out there. I started workshops. I started teaching it. And what happened one day is what happens to many of us. I dial the wrong phone number within 10 minutes. I pull out a credit card and I have my first hour of airtime.
Wow.
On an internet only show. So when you say I'm a pioneer, I am. I'm a pioneer in digital media, media that nobody thought would take off. But that's really not the point. The point is there were about five of us and we were talking talk radio in ways that were really different. You know, I didn't want to interview angry people. And as a result of that, my show didn't get syndicated because the syndicated companies, you know, they were like, oh no, you can't agree with everyone. But you know, fast forward to where we are today. And while I celebrate the show, that's not what gets me fired up every day. It's now, how can I pass on the knowledge and transfer it to the people that have a voice and want a message out in the world? How can I share what I've learned? And how could we now, the network comes up on its 15th year next year, how do we, the Transformation Network, Transformation Talk Radio, what can we do to become better? And that's what excites me about where we are today.
That's what excites me about you.
Yeah, busting through that crust about growth. I mean, I think people see you in the end result, but they have no idea what you go through.
Amen.
To create the kind of organization and team. And it's a journey.
Yeah.
It's a journey.
And it's not easy, right? It's, they don't see the hard work and all those years. And,
no.
And even especially like your why. I'm really glad that you shared your why.
Yeah.
Because I think sometimes it's almost like we need the t-shirt, right? Like, I think if we knew everybody's why, we would look at each other like we're human beings. Mm-hmm. I know other people talk about it too, where you're looking at someone at the top of their success and you're thinking, oh, it must be nice, right? People have that attitude. Oh, well, look at them up there. And they're failing to recognize the amount of work and dedication and the devotion to their practice that they put in to get to the top of that mountain.
Yeah. You know, Trish, you don't get here by being perfect. You get here by stepping in the potholes, but then understanding that there's a way out. I have to tell you, I was talking with one of our producers this morning, and we didn't really get to talk about it. But, you know, one of the things I shared is that I stood on the shoulders of all that have come before. I am not here because I'm the sharpest knife in the drawer. That is not true. I am here because I've had extraordinary mentors. I have had people mentor me at age 17 years old. Now, somebody asked me an interesting question. I think it was today or yesterday. I know a lot about employment. I know a lot about what it takes to excel in an organization, what my journey was like. Also know that you can be in a position where you're fired from every job you've ever had, like I have. But not in the way you think about it. Those positions needed to end so that I could do something else in life. But I will tell you, I have been trained, mentored, scolded by, I'm not kidding, by people that have became my friends. But if they didn't do what they did at the time they did it, I'd still be homeless. I'm not kidding.
So I believe that.
That's why I do it. I mean, what can I do to help all of you learn about an industry that's changing faster than any word that you can say today?
Yeah. Yeah. And my experience with you, because we met, I think, almost a year and a half ago now, and I joined as being a host on your network. And my experience with you is like, you are so real. And I don't know that your listening audience would know such things if they weren't witnessing the way you live your life and just the way you show up for the people in your life. And even you show up for the people in your circle, but you also show up for people that aren't in your circle. And that's so impressive. And I don't know that people know that. And so that's what makes me feel like I'm in alignment with working with you, is that we have the same moral compass and we hold the same values. And for me, that's really important. And that was one of the questions that I had for you. I remember when you guys reached out to me and you're like, I feel something. And I know you're very intuitive. I mean, you and we have that thing. It's you know, I don't know if I can put it into words for the audience, but I wanted to ask, like, what is it that you saw in me, right? And I'm wondering, did you see yourself when you're younger in me? You know,
no, I saw much more. I saw much more than I'm not kidding. You know, I mean, we could talk about me growing up and but you're right about this. I'm intuitive. And, you know, here's a tricky part. And I need to ask you your advice on this, because there was a communication situation and there were a lot of things I couldn't explain. And I'm asked very specific question. Why did you do that? And so the logical left brain answer is, let me tell you the things that I can share with you. The other invisible answer is, I'm telling you, about 3 weeks ago in my gut, boom, this happened. Then two, boom, this. You can't say that in the professional world. You can't talk to staff and management. I mean, do you know what happens when you walk up to your boss and say, hey, boss, you know what? I got an intuitive hit. Now, I will tell you, I've worked for bosses where I've done that. And they followed it, and it saved the company millions of dollars. But you know this, and I know this, if we don't have a great intuitive compass, our lives would be much more difficult than they are.
Yeah.
Don't you think? Especially
Absolutely.
Around people. Because I know you've had to deal with some things. We talked about this in the last show we did. Mm-hmm. But if we don't let our intuition guide us, the mind and the ego will take over. And I love the ego, because the ego is the great warning system of all time.
True.
And the mind is what helps us move forward after we follow our gut. That's why I'm here talking with you today. Every foundational piece of who we are and who we're going to become, it's not just for me, but the people that have supported us, like you, following your intuition.
Mm-hmm.
This is what excites me every day. It's, yes, we're a network, but our technology is so awesome. And when I say that, people are like, but you're the transformation. Yes. And we have underpinning technology that our hosts use, our players. Yeah, I mean, there's just so much. And I am not really good about talking about it. I am not. Just, if you want to hear about the network and how we, that part of it, interview Jessica. What I want to share with people is, we somehow, through an extraordinary team, we made it through the pandemic, Trish.
Yeah.
That was gut-wrenching. We had a stellar team, and they couldn't stay. And so we managed somehow, transparently, not to you. Nobody understood what we were doing, how we separated people in rooms with masks, how I bought thousands of dollars of scrubbers. Right. Why? Because I'm called to do it. That's it. Yeah. This is something that I could not do. It's not possible for me. And every time I try to step away from it, something really awful happens.
Well, and that's really just it, right? Like, our calling. And it's interesting when you were talking about your mentors, just this last Monday, I was having actually a coffee meeting with someone. And lo and behold, all these women, four more women, three more women came in that I admire, respect, are good friends of mine. They all happened to show up at the same place, totally divinely ordained, a divine appointment. And I was talking to them about the same thing. It's like from a young age, Spirit would send these mentors into my life, whether it was a good friend's mother or a boyfriend's mother, or, but I had those older women in my life that would mentor for me. And you had that also. And I'm telling you, that's why I do a lot of the work that I do, not only in my practice, but in my life with the young women, because I get to pay it forward. And I've had young women, you know, they're 20 years younger than I am, say, you know, how would I ever be able to repay you? I mean, you've literally saved my life, right? And I just say to them, like, when you're in my shoes, when you're in your mid-40s, or, you know what I mean, when you're older and there's a young woman and you can turn around and hand down the wisdom and the lessons and the hands, right, and the heart, all I ask is that you do that, you pay it forward. And so I wouldn't be me today without them, just like you're explaining, you wouldn't be you today without those women that had taken you under their wing, right?
Yeah.
And so I just feel like that's what you've done for me, is you've taken me under your wing, you know?
Thank you.
I appreciate your genuine love and care. I do.
It's an enormous responsibility. when we open up a network, and, you know, I was told the other day by... You know, we have people we call competitors. They're not really. They're all my buddies, right? Jeff's my buddy. So we've just been doing this for 20 years. We just hang out together, Eric. Mm-hmm. We just do. But it's always interesting, you know, to have a conversation with them, because there are clearly people that see us as competitors. How do we know? I'm in the process of somebody trying to steal one of my trademark domain brands. Hello, really?
Mm.
Go get your own. I made the word up. How are you going to steal it? Go get your own thing. And they must have read about it in an article I put in Peggy's magazine a year ago. Because you don't just make up a word like unstuckable. You don't. Right. And so I purchased that domain in 2001 or something. But you see, we learn in this world now where I have to really look at my responsibility to make sure that we're helping you all. I mean, you and I talked about it, and I said, Trish, put that trademark on there. Trish, how can we evolve? How can we go from, just don't worry about, do that first show. Do you remember your first show?
Oh my gosh, I was so nervous. I was so, so entirely nervous. I was scared to death. I mean, just totally terrified. and this morning when I was getting ready, I was excited. Yeah.
Oh, well, you weren't, right? And look at you now.
Anymore.
I know. And we're just having like a conversation. Like, do you like this logo, Trish? What do you think of it? I mean, it's like the conversation. So people don't know that we're more than a podcast network.
Absolutely.
That's a problem that we've created for a very good reason, but that's going to change for us. See, we don't want to help you become mediocre. You could do that on your own. We're willing to share everything we've learned to help you shine. You want a book? Let us get you the contact, the right people. You want keynote speaking? Let me get talk to Martina Emmons and talk to her about helping you get a TED Talk. See, I have had the best of the best. And I got to tell you something. I just want to be really clear. I just had a couple of meetings with my team, and and I remember that I'm old school. Linda and I come from old school management. But if it wasn't for the directness of some of the people we work with, I wouldn't be this kind of person. And you know, when things happen to you in the corporate world, you think, what the bleep? Example. I worked so hard to get my degree, my undergraduate, because they said they couldn't promote me until I got it. Then I got it. And so Lionel Howard comes back to me and says, yeah, you can't be a director yet because you haven't had a line job. I said, Lionel, what are you talking about? I balanced and managed the corporate payroll, right? He said, nah, you haven't really done anything. Like, so he says, you're going to manage corporate graphics. And by the way, I want you to get everybody downsized and outsource it. Okay, no. Ooh. So he gives me the graphics job. What a mess. I worked for the most incredible woman, Mary Louise Smith. I'm not kidding. Bob Davis. I am not kidding about Mary Louise Smith. And my first day on the job, she pulls me into her room with the cigarette puffing and the lipstick and the whole deal. That's the spiel so back then, right? And by the way, whether she was allowed to smoke or not, Mary Louise Smith was going to keep smoking. And she looked at me and she said, "We're not firing people. We're not shutting the doors. I got money put aside. We're going to automate graphics. You have to manage people, get the people not performing, separate them, and you're responsible for 1 year to turn this around." I looked at her and I said, I know nothing about graphics. And she said, "That's why you're the perfect candidate."
Mm-hmm.
Because you have a great imagination. And what we did, and I did exactly that. I mean, I'm not kidding. I managed three shifts, the graveyard shift. Okay. So, all right, here, you want to know about my background and how I manage people? So I had no clue. But this one guy kept coming in every day. And I turned to one of the receptionists and I said, "This guy, where does he get," okay, naive, "where does he get his jelly donuts?" And she looked at me like, "What are you talking about?" I said, "The dude comes in, he's got like the jelly donut powder." She says, "What planet are you on? That's cocaine."
And oh. Oh.
And then I knew I had to round them all up. So I rounded up nine people, took them out of the environment and put them in a hallway with me. And then my receptionist decides, this is the reason. Can you imagine like walking into a service center or let's just like any a print center, let's just say, and your receptionist has, she had a 30 pound lobster she's eating all over the place. This is the group.
Wow.
And I went back to Mary Jane Smith. I went to Mary Louise. I went back to Mary Louise and I said, crying. She listened to me and she said, "Get up, walk out of the room and come back. And when you come back in the room, you need to tell," how did she say it? "I'm going to tell you right now, you need to get yourself up. You need to walk yourself out of the room. Then you need to come back in the room. I'm going to tell you what you all need to do right now. What you need to do is when you walk back in the room and do not knock on my door, dry your eyes, walk in the room. And when you come back in, you know what I want to know?" "No, what do you want to know?" "I want to know, what part of the problem are you?"
Nice.
"That's my boss."
That's what I love about old school. That's what I love about old school right there.
But if I were to say that today to my staff,
they need it. I'm telling you, they need it.
They need it. But I don't know that I have. Right. I don't know that I have the, we call it the emotional packaging right now. Yeah. But you can say it in other ways to help people.
Yeah.
You really can.
I'm working on that myself. I can be very
clear. Which part? Like, are you asking that yourself?
No, but when you're talking about that, I'm like, I've been, weighing these things over with myself recently on my direct approach when I have things that I have to address with people. I'm very direct. But to me, it just makes sense. It's like, I'm not dancing around bushes. I'm not sugarcoating. I have something to say and I just say it. I don't overthink it and try to make it fluffy for people.
Well, I also learned compassion from her. I mean, there's a part of this that when you learn something new, you go to the extreme of not doing it well.
Hello. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, right. Yeah.
I mean, so anybody would say to you, "Oh, Trish, I'd like you to be more direct," and you don't really have a model. So what's your model? Like Howard Stern? What? Who's your model of directness? And you try it out on your partner or your spouse. That doesn't go well. Because a level of directness without compassion and empathy is viewed as harsh. Have you been drinking?
Yeah.
But see, in the world we live in now today, I consider the key to why we're here and why this network is here has been in pure collaboration and learning from my mistakes.
Yeah. And that community, that was another thing I wanted to touch on was community, because you and your five people that started it, right? Like you guys have developed this community.
We have.
And you created that. And that's something that I've been beginning, I don't know, it's been 3 or 4 years that I'm creating a community. And there's really something to be said about that. Like you said, you can't walk into that room full of this generation and be super direct. They're going to think it's harsh. They're not going to understand it. Right. So you have to manage a whole community that you've created.
Yeah, there's no context for it. I mean, and by the way, you know, we are a corporation. We're not truly corporate America. We're more like a small startup. Mm-hmm. But my friends tell me it's a day even in corporate America. They're trying to get me to come back and consult. I don't think so. But even in corporate America today, the lesson of learning what the multiple generation of new recruits are, is they value empathy and compassion. I mean, all the recruiting surveys, but many of us have to learn it. And it starts with learning empathy and compassion for yourself.
Yeah.
You see, I can't help you to become all you want to be if I haven't struggled with my own personal soul blueprint.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree more. And I know that's what I bring to my practice. I bring way too much experience. You know, I mean, sometimes like, man, I wish I hadn't been through so many things that I've been through, but I get to carry that experience and that wisdom over for my clients. And so for that, I'm grateful. But, you know, I know you've lived a life too, where you've got, you know, truckloads of experience back there. And it is helpful for when you're working with people. Right.
It is. And, you know, people ask me questions. They ask me, man, what is the most interesting experience you have in life? What is the most toughest? What is the one where your heart was in your throat? And when I answer them, they're always surprised. I think they expect me to I'm not sure what they expected Dr. Pat to talk about. But there's some days you're going to ask me what was the best experience. And the latest thing on my mind was winning a table tennis match last night. Mm. And so, am I involved in global issues? Yes. Am I all consumed by them? No. Is Greta Thunberg a hero of mine? Yes. Why, though? You know, what is it about the people that we learn from? I'm a student, Trish.
Me too.
I'm a student and I'm a teacher, but I'm a student first. And if people could learn a level of humility that being an addict and an alcoholic and then going through a recovery program teaches you, boy, this would be a very different world.
It sure would. It sure would. And we get to go to break. I love what you just said. I'm going to let everybody resonate on that, like ruminate on that for a little bit, because that was really delicious. And we'll go to a short break. Thank you for tuning in to Pure Intuitive Talk. I'm your host, Trish Smith, and we have our very special guest, Dr. Pat, with us today. So we'll be back in just a few moments. Thank you.
Are you a badass with big dreams? Then you need to join Confident AF Live, taking your mindset next level to get next year's results today. With me, Brandon Foster. Tune in every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will help you crack open the door to new ways of thinking and believing about yourself with mindset practices for badass people like yourself. For more information, visit BrandonRFoster.com.
On the Spiritual Freedom Show, you will hear the voice of an extraterrestrial master speaking through my teacher, Dr. George King, as it was recorded over 60 years ago. I'm Richard Lawrence, and on this podcast, I bring you the 9 freedoms, which I believe to be the greatest wisdom on earth, with practical ways to give global service and attain enlightenment.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.com. Net.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Pure Intuitive Talk. I'm your host, Trish Smith. With me today is Dr. Pat, our special guest. And before we went to break, we were talking about working with people, right? And working with the community and overseeing people. Dr. Pat has worked in so many arenas where she's overseeing a multitude of people, and you're managing those personalities and working within the community, right? And so the Transformation Talk Network is something that she created that is serving the people she works with. It's serving the community beyond that and the community beyond that, right? So nowadays we can listen to this network all over the world. So you have listeners all over the world. Yeah. So you're reaching globally, which in my opinion is you creating a global community.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting about our evolution. Let's talk about it. Of course, it started out with crust busting. Then a listener renamed it to the Dr. Pat Show. But my vision and my mission didn't change. You know, I knew this was a venue that the world didn't have yet. You know, it was different. And even being told by executives, media executives, that no one will ever listen to this, it didn't take us off our path. And I kept doing it. I kept buying airtime. Do you know, when I'm talking about this, you go 20, 15 years ago, I'm doing 14 hours of airtime a week, and I am paying millions of dollars. Now, why? In 2004, like 3 months after, right, that I had started the internet show, I got so much pressure from my partner, from other people who said, dude, you better get a real job. I really did. But the minute I got behind a mic, there was something that happened. There's something that I can't describe. You know that feeling when you know that you're doing something that is so perfect for you, but you don't know what it is. But the fear. So I started to look at jobs. And on April 1st, coming up on an anniversary of 2004, I was given a workshop called Live Your Biggest Dream, I think, with my friend Bonnie. Mm. By the end of the workshop, my right ankle had become the size of like a soccer ball. And everybody thought like I knocked it moving furniture around. And that led me on a full year of doctor's diagnosis.
Wow.
But see, you know, I look back now and here's what I know about my life. You know, when you enter a recovery program, the one thing you learn and you don't want to learn is that you're powerless over something. And there is something greater than you. People call it God. My friends call it Allah, you know, Ba'a'ullah. It doesn't, you know, I mean, honestly, there are different names for it. Life, mm-hmm. source, Jesus, the Lord. I mean, there are names for it. But what you learn is there is this source that can do greater things for you than you can do for yourself. So my life, since I discovered that, is to be guided by that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing that's here. Now, I knew I was guided, but I got afraid. And the minute I got afraid, I believe that life source. It just happened to me 2 days ago, the same thing. That source was saying, you know what, girlfriend, I know you're just going to run again because you like to do that. No, 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 you're not going to run. I'm going to make it so you can't get another job. And the only thing you can do is get in your car, buy airtime, and talk on the radio. And this was before video. You see, this is what happens in life to us. We get afraid sometimes. We question ourselves. You know, it's very easy, Trish, to take yourself in your journey and go to the edge of the ledge. Mm-hmm. You ever hear that ledge?
Oh, yeah.
So easy to get to. But that's not over.
Right.
When you get to the edge of the ledge, like
jump.
In skydiving, you got to jump. Because
you
if you
jump.
If you tandem skydive, if you don't jump, they push you out of the plane. So I want us to remember to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just looked at a situation that happened a couple of days ago, and I could look at this situation as, oh my goodness. But I now know in reflecting, and I'm taking today and tomorrow and this weekend to really spend time with my spiritual self. And I now know that God was doing for me what I wasn't able to do for myself, really looking out for me in a situation that could have developed really poorly. But that doesn't mean that those are easy things to deal with. They're not.
No. And sometimes it's hard to believe. It's hard to remember. The last 2023 was very difficult for me.
Please.
And I kept reminding myself, okay, spirit has more for me. Like this is for reason. And I just held on to that flame that was down to a flicker inside of myself. And sometimes it's really hard to remember that, like, no, spirit has bigger works for you. But when we're in the middle of it, it's really hard to remind ourselves.
I'm glad you said that about 2023. Do you want to know why? Because I talked about this the other day. 2023 was the test tube year.
Yeah.
Right? We came out of it like, oh, do we trust? Are we out of it? Are we not out of it? And then stuff comes up. It came up for you and it came up for me. I almost lost my best friend. If I didn't get to where I was getting on May 19th of 2023, my best friend Linda would be not here today. And, you know, that wasn't a hard decision. It was, yes, I run a business. And you know what? You got to help me run the business while I'm taking care of my best friend, because I know what my priorities are.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no one more important to me in my life than Linda right now. And so we came through that. She's back here. But sometimes you've had to make decisions, and for a lot of reasons, 23 was a holding pattern. So you know what's happening now, though? This is the tough part on a team you manage. You're not in the holding pattern anymore. Susan Dene says you're having a growth spurt. Everybody is thinking, where did all the work come from? How are we doing? And, you know, you have to politely say, oh, this is just the beginning, but you don't want to scare anybody because we're getting ready to launch new technology, 3 new channels, an addiction channel, and we haven't even publicized it. So what is the challenge? The challenge for you, the challenge for me, and the challenge for all of you is how can we be better communicators?
Yeah. Right? That's an area I struggle with, which is, it's funny because I really feel like I do. And I've had people that I've worked with for, you know, a decade or more say, oh, you're so gracious. You're so, you know, they think I'm so good at it. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not great at communication. I have gotten a lot better over the last couple of decades because it's been important to me. But I wouldn't consider myself like an excellent communicator. I do have friends that are so eloquently spoken, and I just would love to sound like that one day. That's not me. I'm pretty raw. So most of the time I'm like, all right, I'm me. I'm very transparent. I'm very raw. And, you know, it's kind of like what you see is what you get. Maybe not so eloquent, but all the love is there. And I think that's something that you and I share very beautifully, is that we love with 400%.
Yeah, we do. We do. And, you know, here's the thing. You know, I forgot a few things. You know, I forgot a few things. I was away from here for 8 months. Jessica had to step in. And, you know, you step in and you try to manage multiple things and you do the best you can. And, you know, part of that is you have to trust each other. And you have to trust, I trust the God of my understanding. You know, you may call it something else. You may call it source, goddess, like, it doesn't matter. What you're talking about is an energy and an essence, so to speak. And I trust that. And when I forget that, whoa, that is a crust busting moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I want to say to people listening today. You know, have I achieved a lot of things in life? You bet. But I'm not motivated by those achievements. I'm motivated by helping others be motivated to create a better world. Do you see that's the difference?
Mm-hmm.
I'm motivated Absolutely. By helping all of you to be motivated to create a better world. That's really my vision.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And also, I was just thinking about when we were talking about the love aspect and that factor, which is huge. I swear to you, like, that's half of my work with my clients is pointing them back to themselves, pointing them back to God, source, spirit, like you said, whatever you want to call it, so many different ways to say it in different languages. But that's really half of my work with my clients is just reminding and reminding and reminding and reminding them to go back to source, trust yourself. And it's amazing, how much work and effort that can take sometimes, and even varying different personalities, right? So different people sometimes too, it's like, but are you sure? Like, no, I really am, you know? And so for me, I'm more certain. And then for some people, they're more doubtful. And that's where a lot of work begins for a lot of my clients, is really learning to trust themselves.
Yeah.
And trust God.
And I think that's a muscle. I really think it's a muscle.
Absolutely.
I mean, I haven't always been like that, but you know, there are days that I think, am I going to drink over this? Am I going to use over this? And the answer is no, I'm not. I'm not going to think about it. I'm not going to do it, because I've learned some things along the way. But this is an exciting time. You know, the Transformation Network is our network. It's a very big umbrella. You know, right now when you go there, you see a few things. But in a month or 6 weeks, you're going to see a new website. You're going to see our TV channel, which of course you're on. You're going to see new technology, community boards, magazines, forums. We have an app. We grabbed one of the first AI apps called AI for the Soul 6 years ago or something. So we have been planning these things while the pandemic was happening.
Mm.
Why do we wait so long? When we created our technology, Oliver created it in 2009. Technology that was ridiculous when I wrote his job description up, not knowing he was going to be able to do it. I had no idea what I was saying. And within 3 months, he built an infrastructure system that didn't exist in the broadcast world at all. And we've just upgraded our software. And when I say that, people say, you're full of it. What do you mean? So much technology out there. Look at Netflix. Look at blah, blah, blah. Look at them. And I say, well, yeah. I mean, they're all great. I mean, but what sets us apart? You know, what is it that was so important for me in building? And don't forget, I come from a tech company. I come from Bell Labs. I mean, I come from tech people that said, if you do anything in life, you need to build a technology infrastructure. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was 25 years in a company where everything was, yeah, we can do it. What's the technology infrastructure?
Wow. And technology is really not my arena. Technology is so overwhelming for me. One would think at my age, I would actually know how to operate computers because they've been in my life since I was in elementary school. They don't. Yeah.
You know, vice president of the company explained it to me, and he was right on. He said, don't think about it as technology, Pat. Think about it as, what do you think people want you to build for them? Mm-hmm. What would make cell phones easier for people? You know, they almost didn't approve caller ID. Belcher writes the software. So if you go back in time, which once was, Belcher wrote the software for cell phones and other things. They weren't going to implement caller ID.
Yeah, it's amazing how many things have come out in my lifetime. That's something I was talking to my son's girlfriend about, like how myself and the generations older than I am and their generation, we didn't have those technologies. And it's like, we're living in two different worlds because of the technologies.
I got asked a question, it's got to be a couple of months ago, about our color palette. I think it was by somebody I was interviewing for a position. And they said, how long have you had this color palette? I said, oh, like 2010. You know what he said to me? He said, how did you know the metaverse colors before the metaverse was designed. And I just looked at him like, I never thought about that. He said, how did you know to use purples and blues and magentas? I said, but those are the colors of transformation. And he said, oh, yeah, you're right. You know, look, I want to encourage, this is our point to today's call. Please don't bury your dream. Please don't do that. I know it's hard some days to get up, rise up, to look at what's behind you, the people you've lost. We've all lost people. Mm-hmm. I've watched some of our hosts go through extraordinary pain these past couple of years, but they're not, they might have been down, but they're not out. Mm-hmm. We're not giving up. We're going to be coming to everybody with shows like this, with your story, Trish, and so much more, because this isn't a network just about talk. It's about providing people with people like you that can help them correct, fix, and live an amazing life. See, I didn't get here because I thought my way here. I got here because I had so many people help me get there. That's the foundation that gets me up every day. How much larger can we get to reach more people we can help? That is the basis of what we want to create here. I don't have all the answers. I just know we got to keep going.
That we do. Yeah.
Look, I'm wearing the metaverse colors. I didn't plan this, by the way. Really, look, it's true.
So true.
But don't you feel the same way?
Absolutely. I mean, it's very important when it comes to our calling, right? And that's something too, which is how I'd ended up signing up with you guys, is spirit kept calling me and spirit kept asking me to voice what they have for me to voice, right? And I channel. So it's like channeling the messages that spirit's asking me to channel and answering that call, right? Because I was terrified of going on this show. Yes. But spirit wanted me to do that. And so saying yes to our calling, right? Like, it's something that doesn't leave you alone. I forget who it was, but they said, you know, like Martin Luther King didn't have a dream. I think it was Prince Iya. And I don't know if I'm saying that right, but I love him. I love him. And he said, Martin Luther King didn't have a dream. The dream had him. And I know Steve Harvey also speaks on it too.
Like, yes, Steve does. Yeah.
And it's the same thing my whole life. It's like spirit's been telling me what to do. And I've just considered myself obedient to God and to spirit, saying, hey, reach out to this person, do this task. And okay, all right, do the foster care, do this. And so they wanted me to speak, and they wanted me to open my practice. And so that's what I'm doing. And it's like this network of spiritual guidance from your guides, your angels, my guides, my angels, and they're working through you and through your network and through me and through the things that I create to, yes, reach further and further and further. Yeah. So absolutely. I love it.
Yeah. You mentioned something. I want to just bring it full circle. How come I'm still alive? Let's just talk about that, because the illness that I have was back then really not something anybody even knew how to deal with. But let's just piggyback on what you said. I am telling you, I am here because I've had the help, the mentorship, the guidance of people throughout my whole life. Linda's parents, oh my gosh. I mean, from the minute I met Joan, her mom helped me understand what character was in a human being. I'm not kidding. But let's talk about the intuitive part of this. The angel lady, who was one of the first, Sue Storm, the angel lady, amazing woman, said to me, you know what's wrong with you? The angels told me to tell you, go find somebody that gives you T3 for thyroid. Mm-hmm. I said, what? She said, just do it. So I Google it. There are two doctors in my area. One I don't remember, but the second is Dr. Nusheen Darvish. Dr. Darvish, I just wrote an endorsement for her book. She is one of the most incredible, natural, holistic doctors on the planet. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, you mentioned Steve Harvey, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce. These two women and the countless other people I then started to interview because I wanted to find out what was going on with me and what is it we can do to help others. There's so many people I should thank today. I can't even list them.
Mm-hmm.
Miracles. Dr. Darvish going out on a limb and using protocols that today are accepted. Ozone, blood cleaning, treatment. Are you kidding? I've done that myself. But you see, all of us take the risk when we decide to talk about positive things and solutions.
So yeah, it's more accepted to go drama and there's higher ratings for all of that. But like, I don't want that in my life. I don't enjoy listening to it. I want to talk on the good things and share and help each other and lift each other up and absolutely continue sharing that education, right? What have I learned? What can I pass on to you to help your life become easier since I learned it the hard way?
I mean, there's no question about it. You know, we live in a world today where the people that are growing up now are so smart. They're brilliant. You know, they get to 18 and they have more knowledge because they are able to absorb more than it took me a decade. You know, I like 30 something before I discovered some of these things. So they have more knowledge, which means you have more knowledge, you have more power. You have more power, you have more responsibility. And as a network, we have more responsibility into what we produce for next year. One of the first new channels coming out of the gate is our addiction channel. Had to do it.
That'll be an excellent resource.
Yeah.
An excellent resource for people. Absolutely.
And of course, our women's channel. But you see, aren't you and I here to help the people listening really hold on to their dream? And that's what we're going to bring to them this year.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for being here with me. And
it's
thank an honor. You, everybody, for tuning in. You're listening to Pure Intuitive Talk. I'm your host, Trish Smith. And I'd like to invite you to go check out my new website. So my new website is up. It's live. It's beautiful. It's pureintuitiveguide.com. You can go and subscribe to my YouTube channel. I would absolutely appreciate that. That's Trish Smith Guide on YouTube. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram under Pure Intuitive Guide. And I'm also here talking to you, Pure Intuitive Talk on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you again, Dr. Pat, for being here with me today. Thank you for everything that you've created, that you've done. And I know you say you didn't do it alone, but you certainly have done your part and you're absolutely a pioneer in this field. And I appreciate your expertise and your guidance throughout this journey that I'm on.
Yeah. Well, I want to leave you with this quote that Matt James gave me at a point in time, 2004 and 2005. And he said this to me, and I said, you need to trademark it. He said, Pat, whatever you think you are, you're more than that. That's my message to everyone and to you, Trish, because that's how we support each other. Thank you, Matt James, for reminding me of that, because I have to now remind myself every day.
Mm-hmm. It's a lifelong process, isn't it?
Lord,
I always tell people, like, I'm still learning. Ooh. I'm still learning. I'm a work in progress.
Yeah. That and don't eat peanut butter if you're allergic to peanuts.
Yeah. That's really good advice.
I could learn that the hard way. Thank you so much, Trish, for everything.
Thank you for everything. And thank you for tuning and listening. We appreciate you being our audience and appreciate the opportunity to share our knowledge, our expertise, our wisdom. If there's anything that can help you, we're just glad to be here and share it. So thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to Pure Intuitive Talk with me, Trish Smith, your Pure Intuitive Guide. Come back and join us for encouragement to take responsibility and to connect to your whole being. Remember that every moment is the right moment to choose peace, acceptance, and forgiveness. We all have the courage to look deep within, get real with ourselves, and make upgrades to our ways of interacting with the world. It's been my privilege to share this hour with you. For more information about me, go to pureintuitiveguide.com. That's pureintuitiveguide.com. Thanks again, and we will see you here next time on Transformation Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.